one of the most moving films you'll ever watch about healing after abortion. We'll discuss it next on Gospel of Life. I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program, and I'm joined by Janet Moran, our Associate Director. Janet, one of the most powerful films that exists on the subject of healing after abortion is the one we're going to talk about today. Introduce our listeners to it.
Well, the film is entitled Tilly, and this is about a woman who's had an abortion about 9 years prior to when the film is actually taking place. And she begins to be, like, disturbed, in the beginning part of the movie. You can see she's having difficulty with different things in her life. And we're going to show in a few minutes a clip, of course, of that. And it is so powerful because it just shows how her abortion affected her entire family. Because they know there's something wrong with mom, but nobody really knows what it is. But it seems to be something that's just circulating there under the surface, you know. And when she comes to grips with, which we'll see in a minute in the clip, it's very powerful, the moving scene that we see.
Women who have abortions do not forget about the child they aborted. Sometimes people think about abortion like a big eraser or a magic wand. Well, it's going to make me unpregnant, and since they see pregnancy as the main problem, they feel, well, that will then solve my problem. But in fact, it doesn't. They never forget the child, and this movie, of course, brings out that point. You also mentioned about the family. More and more psychiatrists and other experts who study the damage that abortion does will tell us that there's nothing in our society that destroys the family in a more devastating way than abortion. And often we don't think about it that way. We think about it as the destruction of a child, which of course it is. But you can't destroy a child without destroying that family and introducing all kinds of problems into the relationships, problems related to trust, to the ability to bond to other children, to the ability to make decisions, to self-esteem. The ripple effect is horrible, not just among the living family now, but also down through the generations.
Right, and that's what we've seen, as you know, with the work I do with the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, with the women who've come through full circle, through that abortion experience to healing. They talk about the fact that on the anniversary of their abortion every year, they have this sudden sense and rush of grief. They also recognize almost like the date that their child would have been born. And every year at that time of the year again, they have this other deepened sadness and pain still in their heart. Even though they've come to accept the Lord's mercy and forgiveness, they never forget the fact that there's someone that is not there in their family. It's kind of like looking at a family portrait. If they have, say, husband, wife, and they already have two living children, it's as if they always look at that picture and see three. They just never see there's the two living children they have. They always see the child they aborted and killed.
So let's look at a clip of this movie then, and we want to remind the viewers that this is available if they contact Gospel of Life. They're going to be moved by what we're about to show them.
That's right.
And they may want to get this film from us. Let's take a look at a portion of Tilly.
Thank you. are you kids doing in my backyard? You're right outside my window, and I want all of you to... Well, I want to know where all of you came from. Just tell me that.
We live here.
What do you mean? You live here? No, this is my house and my yard. You do not live here.
But we live around here.
I have never seen any one of you around here before. What's your name?
Well, I guess I don't have a name.
Well, then I'll just have to talk to your parents and find out.
I don't have any parents.
Are you trying to be a smart aleck?
He's not. It's true. We don't have any parents.
None of us do.
No names, no parents. All of you? Where did all of you kids come from?
Well, we were sort of wondering where you came from.
All right, that's it. That's enough. I want all of you, and I don't care who you are, to get out of my yard right now. Just go. Go. Go now. Shoo. Go on. Go. What are you still doing here? Are you all right?
Yes. I just wanted to take a look.
Look at what?
At you.
Well, I'm not much to look at. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Do you think I could have lunch with you in your house?
Oh, sweetheart. You need to go home and have lunch at your own house. You, do live around here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then...
Okay. Well, it was nice meeting you.
It's nice to meet you, too,
Tilly.
Where'd you get that name?
I don't know. I've always been called that.
Tilly. Would you have any idea how old you are?
9, I think.
9. And you want to have lunch with me?
Yes, please. If I could.
Well, then, I would like the pleasure of your company at lunch today.
Thank you.
Won't you come in? Long we'll be together like this? Maybe there are some things we've both been afraid to say. Do you think we should say them? If you were to ever see your mother again, would you be mad at her?
because she sent you here?
Oh, no, I can never be mad. I think about her all the time. All the things that we could do together. She'd comb my hair, take walks with me, and hung me clothes, put a warm quilt on my bed, and tuck me in, and tell me stories. And then we could pray together, just like we always wanted.
Oh, Tilly. I just don't know how I'm ever going to say this. But...
Mommy. Will you please hold me?
Well, I hope that people had their Kleenex boxes close at hand looking at that.
I can never watch that movie, and especially that scene when the mom and Tilly embrace, where I'm not moved to tears.
Yeah, it's very
and I've seen it numerous times,
yes.
But every time I see it, it breaks your heart to think that, you know, this is all the child wanted. Oh, mommy, just hold me, you know, just this one embrace. And, you know, people should realize that that's just a small piece of what is a full-length film. And they can contact us at Gospel of Life Ministries, and we'll be happy to give them the information of how to obtain this. It's on DVD. And I think it's such a powerful film to show. You know, a lot of times, you know, at churches they have a service during the week, or they have these different events. You could schedule a screening of this film.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen by this film is people may not realize there might be women who are suffering in silence about their abortion in their congregation. But sometimes it takes a vehicle like a film like that. It will resonate in some woman's heart or some man's heart about, oh, they identify what's going on in that film. And they might take that first step to healing, to come back in full circle, to really embrace the healing that's there.
Exactly. Well, this is why this film was made, and we were grateful to those that did make it and have allowed us to show it and to distribute it as well. Well, speaking of the healing that comes after abortion, the Silent No More Awareness Campaign continues to grow, and this, of course, is not a separate organization, but a ministry of A Priest for Life and Noel, the Episcopalian group for pro-life activities. Tell us the latest about the campaign and summarize it again for those that might not be aware of it.
Well, the Silent No More Awareness Campaign is taking the voices of men and women who've experienced abortion but who've gone through healing and feel called by the Lord to share their experience publicly. We stand at gatherings that we arrange in different cities and towns. Particularly in Washington, D.C., we come every January after the March for Life in front of the Supreme Court. We stand there with the signs and say, I regret my abortion, or the men stand with signs and say, I regret lost fatherhood, and give their public witness and public testimony. And we do this first to reach out to others who are locked in that silence, you know, that sinful shame of abortion, to say there's hope and healing. To reach out to those who are considering an abortion to say, do not do this. Listen to the voices of experience. It's a dead-end road. Listen to the damage and how it ruined our lives. And then finally, we also want to reach out to people who somehow cling to choice because they somehow think abortion is good for women. When they hear these testimonies, they will be then convinced that they can no longer cling to this being pro-choice, that abortion is not good for women. So we want to make abortion an unthinkable thing for any woman in an unplanned pregnancy. But what's the great news is that we're now in our fourth year, and in these 4 years, we've had 110 gatherings nationwide, and we've had now gatherings also internationally. The local gatherings nationwide, we've been in about 43 states. But internationally now, we've had gatherings in Canada, in Ireland, in England, and Scotland. So the campaign continues to grow. And what we want people who are listening right now to say, would you like to bring the voices of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign to your community? We'd like to make that happen. They can go to our website, silentnomoreawareness.org. They can just send us an email, and we will begin to work with them to see how we could get a gathering in their community. We like to do the gatherings in the fall and also again in January, and then hopefully those gatherings then will lead to more healing in their community, because we know after all these years of legalized abortion in this country and millions of babies who have been killed, that's millions and millions of moms and dads who have been damaged. And so we want to bring that healing and that message to their community.
When we say a gathering, we're talking about people coming onto the public sidewalks,
that's
maybe
right,
in front of a city hall. I know they do it in some places in Washington at the Supreme
Court.
A town square.
A park.
Somewhere where people walking by are going to be able to see the signs,
right,
that say, I regret my abortion, and then actually hear
the testimonies.
Those that are standing up testifying. Right.
That's right.
We have these gatherings on a DVD.
Exactly.
I think people will be very inspired to see it if they haven't already. Actually, there's an updated version of it, isn't there?
That's correct. We have an updated version of these gatherings. It's about a 28-minute presentation. They could show it to their church family. And on the same DVD, we actually have individual complete testimonies. And they could even just show one or two testimonies at a church service to help people realize the damage abortion's done. But also, like I said, there are a lot of people in those pews who have suffered from abortion and have not really sought the full healing and mercy of the Lord Jesus. And we really want to see them brought back to full healing.
So the number of gatherings has been 110. The number of women that have testified.
We've had approximately about 1,600 women in among all those gatherings come forward and hold those signs and give their testimony. So it's pretty incredible, you know, to have that many people willing to stand publicly, acknowledge the shameful sin of abortion, but then give the hope and mercy and that they receive from the Lord Jesus. The other thing, too, about their testimonies is they talk about the damage abortion did in their lives. I mean, one by one, these stories, you listen to them, drug and alcohol abuse, being promiscuous, unable to bond with the children that they later had. Some of them never able to have children when they wanted to. You know, like you said before, with a big giant eraser, you know, they think they go and have the abortion, the whole problem's being erased. And then they think, oh, you can always have children. Well, a lot of these women, when it was time to have a family, they were left sterile because of the complications of physical damage done to them during the abortion. So there's a lot to be learned by listening to the voices of women from the Silent No More Awareness Campaign.
We have the biggest collection of testimonies of those who have had abortion on our website. We urge people to go to gospeloflife.com and read through those testimonies. It's great, too, for students who are doing research on the topic of abortion to take quotes from those testimonies, because here, again, you're going to the source, you're going to those that have experienced this, and their very words disprove the propaganda of the pro-abortion groups that say this is going to solve your problems. It doesn't solve problems, it creates new ones,
right,
as the commercial for Silent No More says.
That's right. And speaking of students, just quickly, we do have gatherings on university campuses. We've had numerous of those also, and those are very successful in helping the students realize that maybe I should not have an abortion.
Well, that's good for a local pro-life group to contact us about organizing that.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, thank you, brothers and sisters, for all that you do to promote the healing that comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ for those who have aborted their children. Be sure, if you're not already on the Silent No More Awareness website, that you visit it. If you have a website, link to it. If you have a pro-life newsletter, let people know about it, because many people out there who have had abortions are looking for the kind of healing resources that the campaign can refer them to. Many others are looking to do concrete things, and the campaign can provide them an opportunity precisely for that. Stay with us now on our Gospel of Life program for our action segment, and we will be right back with more. God bless you.
It's positive. I'm pregnant.
My boyfriend panicked, and I was worried what my family would say.
I just didn't know what to do.
If you're facing an unplanned pregnancy, you have options. You don't have to be alone. Call 1-800-395-HELP. Our services are totally confidential and free. If you're pregnant, call now. There is help.
In every election, there are many issues to consider. Yet unless people can first be born, there are no issues and no people to talk about them. Every right depends on the right to life. No election issue is more important than abortion. If our children are not secure, neither is our future. This is Father Frank Pavone, director of Priests for Life.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I worried about staying in school.
I was already struggling to care for one child.
My parents told me I wasn't ready to be a mom, so I had an abortion.
I had physical problems afterwards.
I went from relationship to relationship.
I hated myself.
I started to have nightmares.
I cried when I saw a pregnant woman.
I tried to commit suicide.
Couldn't bond with the child I later had.
I tried to numb my pain with alcohol.
I struggled with depression.
I had trouble conceiving again.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
Each of us thought we were the only ones struggling afterward.
Now we realize many women regret their choice.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help and healing, and you can too. Call or go online today.
Welcome, friends, to our action segment where Janet Moreno, our associate, and I talk to you about practical things you can do to advance the cause of life. And today we're going to talk about the Silent No More Awareness Campaign.
Well, you know, Father, as you know, the Silent No More Awareness Campaign is where men and women who've experienced abortion but come through healing stand out in a public way at our gatherings and hold those signs that I regret my abortion, and the men have a sign that says I regret less fatherhood. We'd like people out there that are interested in bringing that type of gathering to their community. We would be happy to help them do that. We need regional coordinators. It doesn't mean you have to have had an abortion to be a regional coordinator, but you'd like to have this kind of an event. They can go to the silentnomoreawareness.org website, and they can send us an email through that website, and we'll be happy to be personally in touch with them and see how we can bring the campaign to their community. But then we'd like to help them spread the message of the campaign by using the various products we've developed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have bumper stickers, both in the regular kind that are, you know, sticky to go on the car, or a static sticker. We have mugs. We have pins now, nice big round-sized pins that say, I regret my abortion, or the women do regret. Everyone can wear a pin, or every woman can wear one that says, women do regret abortion.
Right, because that doesn't mean that they had one. But
right.
It's spreading, it's counteracting the myth, isn't it, that
yes.
That abortion is somehow a benefit to women. It's not. Those who have it are the best testimonials that this, in fact, it doesn't solve your problems, it brings more problems.
That's right. So again, with the women do regret abortion saying, we have the buttons, we have the mugs, we have T-shirts, they can wear the T-shirts. I know a lot of the youth groups, there's a pro-life T-shirt day. Why not wear a T-shirt that says, women do regret abortion? And then finally, we have big vinyl banners. These could be hung in a school gymnasium, a church hall, if you're having a rally. And again, with the message, women do regret abortion. And then we have another one that has a lot of the women who've had abortion. They're pictured there standing in a group, women of different ethnic backgrounds. And the caption says, we regret our abortion. If you do, there's help. And there's a hotline number that you can call, plus our web address. I mean, a banner like that hanging in a high school or college gymnasium, can you imagine the effect that that will have? You know, a lot of these kids are the ones who go off and have abortions, but if they see there's people who said this wasn't good, a good thing to do, it might stop some people from going down that road. So we'd like them to use these products to help get the message out that abortion is not good for women.
And people have, of course, their own websites, and to link to silentnomoreawareness.org is another way to promote the campaign. And also to link to the specific testimonies that are on the website. One could make a link specifically to the testimony that has been given by one or another of these women or men, and let people who visit your website know about it. Similarly, sending out the link through one's email list. And also, pastors in churches can promote the campaign, first of all, by putting it on their church website, by telling their congregation about it through mailings that go out, and also by inviting one of these women or men to say something to the Sunday congregation at the end of the service and to share their testimony from the pulpit. Many have done this, and it's a tremendous way to lead the congregation. to a deeper awareness of why abortion is wrong.
You know, if any questions they have in that regard, Father, they can email us at mail@silentnomoreawareness.org, and we would love to get back in touch with them, get a post-abortive person to speak in their church, help to get a gathering in their community. So they want us, we want them to really help us to get this message out, because, you know, a lot of people cling to choice because they somehow think abortion is good for women. If they get the message out there, more and more people will be converted to the pro-life message.
So again, in order to facilitate a gathering where women will come together and say, I regret my abortion, we're not saying that they're the ones who have to find the women.
No.
We actually have women on our database ready to share about this in their own local community. This is just a facilitator to help organize the event.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes. So just contact us at Gospel Life, like I said, the Silent No More Awareness website. And we'll be happy to put them in touch with the women who want to make that event happen in their community.
Okay. Thanks, Janet. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We want to hear from you. Be in contact with us. We'll get you some of these products for the campaign eagerly to share with you and with those you associate with the message not only that abortion hurts women and that women regret it, but that there is hope and healing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's spread that positive message and continue to defend life.
Happy birthday to you.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Suppose a candidate said, I support terrorism. Would you even bother to ask his position on other issues? Support of terrorism disqualifies him from consideration. So it is with one who supports abortion. That too is the taking of innocent human life. And support for abortion should disqualify a candidate from consideration. This is Father Frank Pavone.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank, and I hope you've been encouraged and challenged today. If you and others you know, perhaps a prayer group, Bible study, Sunday school, or pro-life group, want to know more about Gospel of Life and how people of faith united together can build the culture of life, call us at 888-735-3448. Visit us on the web at www.gospeloflife.com or email us at info@gospeloflife.com. You can write to us at Gospel of Life, P.O. Box 60038, Staten Island, New York, 10306.